I want to get to this because I did some research last night. I heard this on the radio yesterday, guys. I already filled Chad in. Dusty doesn't know what I'm about to lay out there. But we talked about KU football the other day. It's a capital F, capital U, utility. It's really, really bad. And so I heard this on the radio yesterday, and it's funny because I got to thinking about it when it was brought up, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to do some research on this. Because somebody on the radio yesterday gave a number that surprised me in regards to conference record for KU football over the last 8 seasons. And I was like, wow, that is like historically bad. And so immediately when people talk about how bad the KU football program is, a lot of people will say, well, it's really bad at KU, but K-State was much worse. K-State football was much worse before Bill Snyder got to Kansas State University. And that KU, yeah, it's kind of a, if he turns it around, David Beatty, he'll be like a mini Bill Snyder, a mini miracle, okay? And you automatically, if somebody would have asked me without me doing the research last night, if somebody asked me, well, what's the tougher situation, Bill Snyder and what he inherited in 1989 and David Beatty and what he inherits or is dealing with now or the next coach that comes in after David Beatty, I think immediately all of us would have said, well, you know, KU's a bad situation, but it couldn't be possibly as bad as Kansas State. Or is it? So I did the research. And to be fair, you got to compare the same amount of games, okay? You have to be fair here, over the last 8 seasons for KU. And it could continue to get worse. Here's the thing. We could keep adding to this number. It's not going to get any better the rest of this year. Can we agree on that?
Oh, yeah.
So these numbers are going to get worse before they get better. So maybe I should wait till the end of the season. But when you compare the pre-Bill Snyder football era at Kansas State and the current KU football era, which one is or was worse? And most people immediately, like myself, would say, well, that's easy. K-State was much worse. KU's last 103 football games, all right? We're going back to the Mangino's last season, okay? We're counting his last season. We don't have to, but we're going to. They started 5-0 that year.
Yeah.
They went 5-7. So counting that 5-7 season, KU's last 103 football games, their record is 20-83. K-State, in fairness, I went back, 103 games prior to Bill Snyder coming to Manhattan. How many wins do you think K-State had in 103 games prior to Bill Snyder? Those 103 games prior to Bill Snyder. KU had 20. 20-83 in their last 103.
I'm trying to think of, because I know, I mean, if you're going 8 years, I know that one of those years they made a bowl.
Right.
Which would have been 82. I'm going to say 19.
Close. 20.
Okay.
So think about that. 103 games for KU, their last 103 games. K-State's last 103 games before Bill Snyder arrived in Manhattan. Both teams won 20 games. KU actually lost three more games, 20-83, because K-State went 20-80 and had three ties. Okay? Mm-hmm. So basically it's a wash. KU's last 74 conference football games. KU's record. You know how many conference games KU has won in the last 74 conference games? It's really bad.
Oh, goodness. Because we're going back to four?
Five. 5-69. Now, to compare, the 74 conference games prior to Bill Snyder, how many conference games out of those 74 do you think K-State won?
Oh, that...
It's more than five, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more than five.
14.
It has to be, yeah.
14.
Yeah.
That's significantly better. KU, no winning seasons in that span of 103 games. K-State, one winning season, as you referred to, in 1982 when they went 6-5-1. Thus, KU, no bowl games in the last 103 games. K-State, one bowl game, and that was 1982 when they lost Independence Bowl to Wisconsin. Did K-State ever have a 44-game road losing streak?
No, I don't believe so.
KU does right now. The record has been set by KU as they tied an 81-year-old national record held by Western State that was set pre-World War, 1926 to 1936. And oh, by the way, KU's next two road games, the two road games left on their schedule, guys, at Texas. You think they're going to win that one after they beat Texas last year? Mm-hmm. And at Oklahoma State. So they're going to break the record.
Oh,
and it's going to be 46 and counting going into next year. All right, here's another interesting comparison. David Beatty's current record at Kansas, he's in his third season. His record is 3-28. Do you know what Stan Parrish's record was in his three seasons prior to Bill Snyder arriving in 89? Beatty was 3-28. What do you think Stan Parrish's record was? Just how many wins do you
three?
Think?
Three?
Very close. Two.
Okay.
Stan Parrish went 230-1. So that's almost identical to Beatty. Conference record, David Beatty, 1-21 so far. Stan Parrish, three seasons prior to Bill Snyder, 1-19-1. Aren't they eerily similar statistics I'm giving you here?
Yeah.
Okay. KU's previous two-plus coaches, Turner Gill went 5-19, 1-16 in conference play. Charlie Weiss, 6-22, 1-18 in conference play. And Clint Bowen was an interim coach for 8 games. He was 1-7 overall, 1-7 in the Big 12. K-State's previous two coaches, Jim Dickey, 25-62, which sounds unbelievably awesome compared to Gil, Weiss, or Bowen, or Beatty. And then, of course, Stan Parrish, 230-1. KU's last two conference games, they have been shut out, outscored 88-0. 106 yards of offense at Iowa State. 21 yards of total offense at TCU. Did K-State ever have back-to-back conference games that bad? I don't know. I didn't have time to look that one up. I bet they did in regards to shutouts, but in yardage, I bet they didn't.
No, probably not.
So here's the question, too. And there's two different eras we're comparing. But could you argue that it might be harder to turn around a football program like KU in this era of the Big 12 compared to the Big 8 era when Bill Snyder joined in 1989?
I think that's fair, yeah.
I think it's fair because, one, you're competing against more schools in your conference right off the bat. Yeah. I know you got 10, not 12. And the landscape has changed, as we know. And, you know, I still think K-State was a worse situation in regards to the totality of it because I'm taking 103 games prior to Bill Snyder and I'm taking KU's last 103 games. But if KU keeps going the way they are, KU might actually be able to exceed that futility, which sounds crazy. You wouldn't think that would ever be possible. Mm-hmm. But maybe it could be. Or the next coach at KU is going to be the next Bill Snyder. Because there's the numbers leading up to it. They're the exact same numbers that KU has right now at this point in time going into the end of the season as it was the previous 8-9 years leading up to Bill Snyder coming in and turning around that program. So KU fans can only hope that some guy on some staff is brazen enough like Bill Snyder to take on a dumpster fire, as somebody called it then and now, and see if they can make hay with this situation. And when Bill Snyder was hired at Kansas State, first of all, a lot of people said, Bill who? And secondly, they said, is the guy nuts? Why would you take over a program that almost was eliminated and abolished and kicked out of the Big 8 Conference? And let me tell you this. I heard somebody say, well, KU's never gotten so bad that anybody's threatened to kick him out of the conference. Whereas K-State, that was an actual, I mean, that was a serious thing going on. At the time, is K-State, they don't turn things around. They might be kicked out of the Big 8 Conference. But here's the thing. Ask yourself this question. If KU men's basketball wasn't so doggone awesome, you can't tell me the Big 12 might not be going, bad basketball program, really horrible football program. Maybe we'd be better off getting somebody in here to replace KU and vote them out. Sounds crazy, but KU's got basketball saving their butt. Because we know football isn't competitive.
Yeah.
So isn't it interesting?
Well, and we're a different day and age, too, where they're not going to cut a football program if their basketball program is good. You
That's
know,
what I'm saying. But what if they like were both really bad?
Back then, the K-State basketball program was really good.
Yeah, right.
Obviously, it and honestly, outside of championships, it was fairly close to what KU was. Right. We're talking about 1988 here, and that's when the big game happened where everything – just shifted and K-State went down and KU continued to rise. And,
Elite 8 in 88.
Yeah, and so, you know, you look at that and you're like, back then, it was a different scenario where they didn't care.
Yeah.
Big 8 basketball is like, we'll keep K-State. Big 8 football says, if this keeps going the way it is, you're going to be trying to save your life. And if it kept going the way it was, you never know if they would have even stayed in Division One, period.
Yeah.
Like, even as an independent. Because there's stories out there that say that they were preparing themselves for possibly going to Division Two, and of course, it would have been a different Division One double A back then, probably. But now it's a different day and age where they're not going to drop Kansas because they need the whole.
Right.
Everybody needs the whole to make everything work.
Right.
The way it needs to with all the conference realignment that's been going on in the Big 12.
In the Power 5 conferences.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, a lot of other conferences. I mean, look at American Athletic, which still stayed on a football program, and they were welcome with open arms to the American Athletic Conference. So there are conferences that don't have a football program and they just strictly have basketball and other sports. But in the Power Five, that's certainly not the case. But, you know, once I delved in the numbers, and the number that got me going was I heard on the radio KU's 5-69 in the last 74 conference games. I'm like, well, what was K-State's record in 74 conference games prior to Bill Snyder? I'm like, oh, much better. And so then I started comparing, to be fair, the previous 103 games. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is eerily similar, except that now you're in an age where you should be really good offensively because everybody's better offensively, and KU's putting up 21 yards. Think about this for a moment. My son pointed this out yesterday. TCU had twice as many points as KU had yards on Saturday night in primetime on Fox. Let that sink in. 43 points to 21 total yards. Oh, wow. When's KU basketball start?